Hi there and welcome. My name's John Painter from www.jploans.com.au. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about bad credit home loans and give you some tips for those who might be in this category to find the best possible solution out there for them. It's not uncommon for a person to have experienced a bad credit home loan situation. Have you gone to a major bank only to be told you can't get a loan increase because of a minor credit default? Or even a larger credit default? I get many clients coming to me with many different scenarios, and I'm often surprised at how other brokers or particular banks haven't been able to help them. There are broadly four categories of bad credit home loan clients in my experience. Firstly, minor defaults, such as a small utility bill. Secondly, several defaults, ranging from small amounts up to possibly $1,000. Thirdly, several defaults over, say, $1,000. And then fourthly, you have areas such as discharge bankruptcies and those with unpaid credit defaults. Let's look at the first one. Some lenders will decline a home loan or put on a much steeper interest rate or pay down amortization due only to a small default, such as a phone bill for say $300, which was paid out as soon as the clients found out about it. If you're in this type of scenario, you need to seek advice of another mortgage broker, as whoever you have been dealing with has not been of maximum benefit for you. Lenders will usually overlook these types of defaults if packaged and presented to the bank correctly, whether it be a major or boutique lender, and treat as a normal loan. Second option. Several defaults and the process is a little more difficult, and generally the borrowers won't be able to borrow over 80% of the purchase price or refinance amount. Below 80% lending ratio, it is still possible to borrow at discounted interest rates, but a mortgage broker will most probably have to shop the deal around to a few different lenders to get the best possible deal. There are options at 90%, but you would obviously pay a premium for this. Third category. Generally the size of default, and especially if there are multiple credit impairments, then the help of major banks is probably out of the question. In some instances, if everything else stacks up really well and there is a good reason for impairments, then it may be overlooked at 80%. But in most cases, you will need to look to boutique lenders or via a mortgage broker to help you source the right solution for you. The maximum lending ratio here still can be up to 90% with mortgage insurance. However, you will generally pay a 3% premium for this. The fourth category is usually quite difficult, but a discharge bankruptcy has a better chance than a borrower with unpaid credit defaults. Most of the majors will deal with a discharge bankrupt, but they are just treated with more caution and scrutiny, and lending ratios are often restricted. Mortgage insurance wouldn't touch these type of deals until the discharge bankrupt's credit file has been updated. The good news for those with unpaid credit defaults is there are lenders that will still deal with you. I can think of three, but I'm sure there are others. You'll pay a premium of at least 3% above the going clean credit interest rates, and once again, restricted in borrowing ratios. Ideally, you'd want to at least have paid off any outstandings, and this will usually save you money and time from paying higher interest rates and being heavily scrutinised by banks and any credit provider for that matter. So don't just take no from a lender and walk off if you are in a bad credit home loan category. Do your research, and my advice is to seek out a good mortgage broker who can be much able to efficiently research the market for you and find the best solution for you. If possibly, at least pay out any outstandings, and if you are a discharged bankrupt, don't despair. You are still in the running for a home loan. One last piece of advice, if you're looking at refinancing or debt consolidating other banks, regardless of your previous history, at least try and get the last 6 months right. As far as most banks are concerned, this will show good conduct, as prior to this, it usually is not required to be evidenced. So thanks for listening. For more info on bad credit home loans or home loans advice in general, please visit us at www.jploans.com.au. Thanks for listening.